that Single Ladies from Beyonce?
It is.
Well, that can only mean one thing. Our local member for Dawson, George Christensen, must be in the house, and he is.
Hello.
But we're also joined by Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack. Thank you both for coming in.
Great to be here, Jono and Rach.
Now, Michael, are you here to maybe prevent a potentially catastrophic video from being released from George here? He is trying to get some ring road funding by threatening
That's
to release...
That's exactly why I'm here.
You're here to feature in the music video.
Well, I actually don't call it the ring road. I call it Beyonce Boulevard.
Right, well, that's the new name, I guess. No, fair enough. Georgia, as you no doubt have seen, has put together quite a video, which, I mean, there's a lot of Oscar buzz about it too. I don't know if you've heard of that. In an effort to get funding for the second phase of the Ring Road project, is this video going to work, do you think?
I don't know whether it's going to work. It's going viral. Mm. George in a leotard, interesting view. I had a bit of a glimpse of it, a pre-online glimpse of it, and it actually burned my retinas out. My ophthalmologist said that my eyes would recover.
Yes.
But anybody who hasn't seen it, I recommend they go onto George's Facebook page and just take a bit of a squeeze.
George, how's the petition going, by the way? Are you getting signatures?
We are. They're flooding in. I don't know whether that's for the road or against the video, but
I suspect
they are
the
flooding in. But my dear Deputy Prime Minister, you need to know this is not a stunt. This is a real threat. That video will be released.
Yeah.
The countdown
and what a
is
threat.
On.
I have been warned. Jono and Rach, I have been
You've
warned.
You've been shaking in your boots.
And what's the date that we need to get the right amount of signatures for?
Yeah, George, what's the date?
Well, I haven't set a date yet, Michael, but we need to talk about that when we're in Canberra next week. As I said, the countdown will be on, and we need you to put a ring on it. The ring road is vital for quite a number of reasons, jobs and freight efficiency and all the rest of it.
But yep.
Most importantly, so you don't see me in that leotard, mate.
Mm. Now, look, it is an important piece of infrastructure, and whilst I appreciate Stage 1 is very important, we've invested $397 million in Stage 1. It's a $500 million project, but Stage 2 is also very important. I appreciate that, and on a serious note, that's why I'm here to talk to George about that, also to talk to the business community. They've told me last night how important it is for them, but getting people home sooner and safer is something I think we all aspire to, whatever region we're in, and certainly here it's getting busier. It's a dynamic community. And, thanks to George's efforts, it's getting busier, and that's tremendous, but we need the right road infrastructure, and that's why I'm here to have a look.
In your political career, Michael, have you ever done any stunt similar to what George is trying to pull off?
I've got to say no.
No.
I'm a bit more. Look, I'm from New South Wales, so I'm a little bit more serious. We're leading the state of origin though, one zip.
And,
I'm about to get beaten 2-1 like we normally
do. You're in Queensland, right?
but no, look, I haven't resorted to those sorts of things. But good on George. He's passionate. Yeah. There's a lot of members of Parliament who they're mountain lions in their own electorate, but they get to Canberra and they're mere mice. George ain't. He is a passionate advocate for all things regional, all things Mackay, all things Dawson electorate, and he certainly gets down to Canberra and makes a noise. He makes his presence felt, and he's done well. There's a lot of things around here that have been delivered because of George's advocacy.
Well, a lot of people certainly hope that the Ring Road does get completed and that his work isn't just a waste of time.
Yeah.
But does it concern you that maybe, as we discussed with George last time we spoke to him, does it concern you that this might lead to more threats like these in the future from George, more dancing threats?
Well, you never know what George is capable of, and the fact is that the video is up online. People should go and have a look at it on his Facebook, and they should sign the petition, because the more signatures, I know as the Infrastructure and Transport Minister that people are passionate also about making sure that this piece of infrastructure gets funded. The Queensland Government, they've got a role to play too. They will know too. From the more signatures, the better, and certainly I look forward to having another discussion this morning with the Urban Development Development Institute of Australia. We're having a breakfast with them. That'll be good. I'll no doubt take some feedback and some soundings from that as well. But going having a look at the project this afternoon, this morning, and looking forward to it.
What's it like being Deputy Prime Minister, by the way? You've been in the role not too long now. How's it been?
Yeah, look, it's a big expectation, big responsibility. It was pretty cool when I was actually the acting Prime Minister. And I was at a football ground watching my sons play for Mangapla Kookadini United East Lakes Goannas, and I was asked a question about how they would fare in this year's footy competition down south, and then the next question was about Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump and the denuclearisation of North Korea. So to go from that to that was a big step in a... the big summit...
Much more conflict in the football match.
Well, indeed, but the big summit this week, I can take credit for it because it happened on my watch. The fact that this process happened on my watch.
Wow.
Peace in our time.
Yeah.
And here you are right now.
Indeed. And the first visit I made, actually, as DPM, was to open or to talk about the Horton River Bridge project, which George fought for and gained. He didn't have to get in a leotard to make that project happen, but...
wanted it then.
Yeah.
Well, he did, and we funded it, so goodness knows what this video is capable of doing.
Well, it's so great to have you both in the studio. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
And I believe a happy birthday to you the other day, Jono.
Oh, thank you, yes.
The big 3-3, and George has got a big birthday coming up too, I understand, in a couple of weeks' time.
Georgie
boy.
Yeah, don't remind me about
it. It's a milestone. That's worthy of a party for sure.
Dressing up in a leotard for your birthday, I reckon.
I'll bring a cake to Parliament and I'll pop out of the cake.
Oh, my God.
It's a big cake. What have we started here?
Oh, my God.
George Christensen, Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack, thank you so much for coming in the studio this morning.
Jono,
really appreciate it.
Thank you.